وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights through the Battle of Karbala and the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi al-salam. Now, me and you, we know that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he took a handful of companions with him in his journey. According to most of the narrations, it says there were about 72 of his companions with him and about 30 or 23 of his family members. There were a mixture of people in that camp of the Imam. You had the Arabs, you had the Turks, you had non-Arabs, you had Muslims, you had newly converted to Christians, you had the old, you had the young, you had the white, you had the black, you had the free men, you have the slaves. It was a mixture of people. It was a boat full of different people. What's interestingly, what's highly noticeable in this whole mixture is that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, him being the son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the only grandson of the Prophet on the entire earth, he was the holiest man walking the plains of this world. And he had his sons, right? Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam, and his brother al-Abbas, and his other sons. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he never looked at himself as superior to any of them, to the Arabs or the Arabs, to the whites or to the blacks. And he did not favor his family over his companions. He did not say, well, Ali al-Akbar is my son, he's the most lookalike to the Prophet, therefore he is better than John, who is a black servant. He never did that. He treated everyone exactly the same. From day one until they got killed one by one, or martyred, I should say, one by one, he would treat them the same as his own sons, as his own brothers, without any single difference. And as I will give you the example. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for example, when he looks at Ali al-Akbar, his son, and after Ali al-Akbar went to battle and he fell to the ground, he would go to him, and Imam Hussein would pick him up and he would put his cheeks against the cheeks of his son Ali al-Akbar, and he would, you know, talk to him and cry. He'd done the same thing with John, a black servant, and he would pick him up and he would do the same. He would hug him and he would put his cheeks on his cheeks. So he did not discriminate between any of his companions and his family members. He treated them all the same. This is what we call equality between people. This is what we call equality in terms of not trying to be prejudiced, not trying to be racist, not trying to favor people over others. He had his best of companions like Habib, like old companions, compared to newly companions who joined his club or joined his army like the likes of Wahab. He never made distinction between any of his companions. They were to all to him the same. And that is the best of human rights that we can exercise today when it comes to different races and different colors. Before we get into the topic of racism and discrimination, let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We said that Imam Hussein did not discriminate or show racism between any of his companions and his family members. In fact, he treated them all the same. Me and you, we live in a world where discrimination and racism runs this entire world. And sometimes I and you can find ourselves in the same position without realizing it subconsciously. Because sometimes, on the lowest form of things, sometimes I take too much pride of my own country, of my own people, of my own village, of my own city, of my own, I don't know, even lineage or family name, and I think we are better than the rest. We take too much pride in who we are as a nation or as a country, that we make ourselves superior to others. And you can see this happening across the globe in every country where they see themselves as better than other people. This is like, and this is on the, you know, the tip of the iceberg. And as you go down, you'll see that we discriminate even furthermore when it comes, for example, to black and white, when it comes to color. And until today, even in countries and systems where they pride themselves in human rights and in justice, you see that black people, they still don't have rights. And therefore, we have the movement that Black Lives Matter. When you look at the US, for example, and you see that most of the people in prison are black people. Most of the people are prosecuted are black people. Most people are suffering in America are black people. And same thing in France, same thing in other countries of the world. Black people looked at as secondary class human beings. And the people discriminate against them. We as Muslims have been told that there is no difference between a black person and a white person. The only difference between them is taqwa, piety. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he exercised that to the best. He put that into practice. When he dealt with his black companions, he treated them the same way he would treat his own son or his own brothers. Absolutely no difference between them. When he looked at different races, for example, as we said, he did not say, well, okay, he's an American and this guy is Russian or this guy is Turks or this guy, I don't know, from Europe, therefore I'm going to give them different treatment. He never done that. While today we see people discriminate against people based on the color of the hair and the color of the skin and their eyes, as you guys heard the Ukrainian president when he said, well, these are not Middle Eastern people, they are blondes. And many people said the same statement. So because they're blondes, they have blue eyes and green eyes, they have better chances or they should be treated differently than me who has a brown face and brown skin and have dark hair and dark eyes. See the discrimination here? Even based on the color of our eyes and the color of our skin, we can discriminate against one another. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no difference between me and you. The only difference is how much I am submitting to Allah and how much you are submitting to Allah. Beside that, nothing else is different. And what is a better way to learn this through the school of Karbala, the University of Karbala, when you look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and you look at how he dealt with everyone exactly the same, without discrimination, without racism, without any prejudice, without him saying, well, I am the grandson of the Prophet and everyone is below me. Never, did he do that? So we need to go back to Karbala and learn the basics of human rights. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.